from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. And the Bravos tonight taking the field against the Philadelphia, the division leading Philadelphia Phillies. Braves still 7-game back in the East, but a massive series tonight. Coming on the heels of some subpar news yesterday.
Subpar? That's what you call it?
I'm trying to keep the vibes high, dude. It's 7:30. People are getting in their car. They don't want to be like, man, today sucks. It wasn't a good day yesterday. The Austin Riley will be out 6 to 8 weeks, pretty much takes him through the end of the season. And he's got the fractured hand coming off being hit by a pitch out there playing the Angels on Sunday. So it stinks nonetheless, man. But I'm going to go – we're going to flip the script here, I think, Bo and I, because Bo's been bright side Bo when it comes to the Braves, and he's called me Chicken Little numerous times. I've been triggered by being called Chicken Little, and yet seems like we're on opposite sides of this, man. I'm like – and here's why, because when I look at the Braves right now and the Austin Riley news come down, I don't know that anybody on that team's even shocked anymore. They're just like, dude, you know what? It is what it is. We've dealt with it all year. We might as well roll on and see if we can scrap together some good things. It would have been nice if this happened before the trade deadline, I guess, so you could try to plug somebody else in. But at this point, it's just all patchwork anyways, is it not?
Yeah, I think the Braves have come comfortably numb. At least the fan base has anyways, just with where we're at. Like
comfortably numb. I like that.
Yeah. I think I stole it from Pink Floyd, but what are you going to do? But okay. Well, that's another one bites the dust. I had a good day yesterday too. I had a couple Martin's biscuits, which is my favorite breakfast place. Went out to see my parents, and then I get the Austin Riley news, and I told Dylan to go blank himself when he texted to me, because I was just like, you know what, I'm over.
Can't confirm I was on that thread.
I'm just over hearing bad news. Tread water. I mean, you need to make some hay. You need to move a little bit up away from the Mets in this thing. I just don't feel like tonight's game is one set for us to win. I just feel like with Lopez going, is he going to be rusty? Zach Wheeler is always, Kelly said it earlier, is always good against the Braves. He is. You have this news. My thing is, if you want to endear yourself, and I think a lot of people want to, as good as Matt Olson has been in his 2 years here, this hasn't been a great season for him. I think some people want to kind of be, well, yeah, see, he's not Freddie. They're always waiting to say they're not Freddie, just like we've seen with other sports where he's not that guy. I think if there is a moment for Matt Olson to just kind of take ownership of this team, right, this is it. The next
set the bar.
Next month and a half to say I am him for the Braves. You know, like I am him for this show and this station.
I know you think that.
So this is his moment. So it's Matt, we need you, man. You're a hometown kid. Let's go. Let's go grab. Let's go grab it by the.
Okay. Well, now I feel like your vibes are kind of switching, right? He went to a rah-rah guy right there.
I'm trying to talk
He's talking
into
himself
it.
And that's what
I want to bring up too, because I think it's so much, for whatever reason, it's so much easier for me as a guy that played football to be such a fan of the Braves. You know, where I'm like, man, you know, rah-rah. Because when bad things happen in football, I automatically take myself back to a place where something bad happened in that locker room. You know, and you're like, man, that sucked. And you're like, those guys in that locker room, they're not in a good mood right now. With the Braves, I'm so numb to, like, what a Braves locker room probably looks like and what those relationships are, Kelly, that I'm like, man, you know what? Rah-rah, I'll go in there and give them the old Gipper speech if I need to. Let's get this thing won. Let's sweep the Phillies.
Well, have you ever been on a team? I know it's less players in baseball, so the impact's a little different, but have you ever been on a team where you've lost, what, three of your biggest franchise faces?
No.
Like, as a team, move forward from that? Like, we've seen multiple times this season when they could have used that as a rallying point, and they haven't.
Yeah. And that's where the whole Chicken Little conversation started with me and Bo, is that when we got to the trade deadline, I was like, I don't really want them to make any trades because, like, I don't think this season is worth trying to scrounge up wins. Like, it's very clear that the baseball gods are not in our favor this year.
I think we need to hire the guy that Big John Henderson used to have before games slap our guys on their way out.
John, you could just let me do that to you,
Kelly,
and
I'm pretty sure, I know you're familiar, but I want to make sure our audience remembers that before, when he played for Jacksonville, John Henderson had one of the equipment guys or whatever that he would have them, I mean, open hand slap him in the face to get him fired up. And sometimes it was multiple times.
Like the power slap league right now.
Yeah. So I need whoever the clubhouse guys for the Braves to just grab Matt Olson on the way out on his way up the steps to first base or even maybe to a bat and just, I mean,
You know.
Yeah, let's go.
You know what always cracks me up about that cut too? And do you know what he's talking about? Have you ever seen this?
I haven't seen the video.
Okay. You know what always cracks me up about this? The first time that John Henderson went up to that guy and was like, hey man, here's what I'm gonna need you to do. Like, can you imagine being that guy? Like the equipment guy or the trainer, and he's like, hey, I want you to take that thing of baby powder, turn it over in your hand, and I want you to hit me as hard as you can. That guy had to have been like, nah,
dog. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to get fired.
I'm not
sure.
I don't think I'm doing that. I don't think that's probably something that I'm going to be able to
do. We've got the video. Perfect. Yeah. I have seen this. Yeah.
Hit him again. Bow.
I mean,
that was a good one.
So can we get this guy? Yeah. Can we get this guy a credential? Can we get him to Turner Truist tonight? I want to say Turner Field.
Absolutely terrifying.
And just, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I need that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.